What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc., where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. We are the number one recruiting firm for professional athletes in the whole wide world. We connect athletes to amazing opportunities. If this is your first time with us, we're all things billion-dollar mindset, all things world-class athletic mindset. We're about winning, winning, winning. And once again, today is another good day. Welcome to Billion Dollar Athletes, guys. Today is a really good day. I do different topics, things that are very meaningful and personal to me, things that I care about, and also things that I implement in my life and my business. And so today, I think, is a very important topic that I want to share with you guys. And it's just simple. Why do people care so much about what other people think, right? And this is a very important question, because when you care too much about what other people think, you're not in control. You're moving for the wrong reasons. You're doing the wrong things to get people to respond or be happy or pat you on the back, so on and so forth, right? And it's really, really interesting. What make you want to care so much about what other people think? Some people can't sleep at night because they're worrying about what other people think. Some people have so much anxiety because they care so much about what people think. I think that's why people say that public speaking is the most feared thing in the world, right? The biggest phobia most people have is because people are so concerned with how people are viewing them, what they're thinking about them, what they're saying about them, and it paralyzes them, right? And so here's the key. You have to break through that barrier, right? You have to break through that barrier. And I'm of the mindset that it's not about not caring, because people say that all the time, and I believe that's a bunch of crap. I believe that's something they feed themselves to get them to do the next thing or to appear a certain way. But I don't think it's possible to totally not care at all. Like, you're a human being, right? Like, I think the biggest thing that drives us is other people and caring about what we care about and the things that we find good and great in the world. Finding people that feel the same way, right? And so I think you should care, or you should care to a degree, right? But that degree should not stop you from doing the things that you want to do, right? And so you can acknowledge that people may see things differently, or they may not agree, or they may not think that is cool, or they may not think that is a good thing, or whatever it is, right? That's logical, right? Okay, people not going to always agree. People not always going to see my situation as a great situation, or what I'm doing as a good thing, or whatever, right? However, if I feel strongly enough about it, if I'm convicted about it, if I know this is where I want to go, if I know this is what I want to do, then there shouldn't be a voice in this world that should be able to stop you from doing it. Because at the end of the day, you can swallow that, right? Like, if it goes wrong, it doesn't work out, okay, live with that. You know why? Because you went and did the thing. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thought about it. You had to go see for yourself. You had to go find out for yourself. And I think everybody has to go find out for themselves. But when you care so much about what other people think, you don't do the thing. You don't launch the business. You don't go to that city that you wanted to move to. You don't invest in that thing you wanted to invest in, right? And it leaves you feeling incomplete. And the truth is, the question is really simple. Are you really a boss? Because at the end of the day, if you're a boss, right, you move accordingly. And what I mean by that is, You have to go do the thing, no matter what nobody says. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with that. They don't. And so when I say, are you a boss? That means, are you woman enough, man enough to look it in his face and say, you know what? I know they may not think this is cool. They may not think this is a good idea. They may not agree, but this is what I want to do. And I'm doing it. And here's what happens when you start doing that, right? Regardless what other people think, regardless what other people say, like at the end of the day, when you go do the thing and you win with that thing, you're successful with that thing, they're going to come right back to you. And this is a true story. I've had this happen in my life many times. Those same people are going to come right back to you and be like, wow, you inspired me. I can't believe you did it. I can't believe it happened. You know, you have to do the thing no matter what nobody says. Live your life the way you want to live it. That's what living is about. That's what winning is about. If you don't want to drive a fancy car, don't drive a fancy car. It doesn't matter what other people think. What matters is, are you doing what you want to do? Let them think what they think. Because by the time they figure out what's going on, you've already won. And now they're coming right back to you, asking you for the answers. Because they never had the answers in the first place. They never had the answers in the first place. Most people can only do what they've seen somebody else do. They can only do what they've seen somebody else do. They don't have original thoughts, original ideas to share with the world. They're just going by a playbook that wasn't even designed for them or by them. Why would you care so much about that? You have to care more about the purpose behind what you're doing. That has to be more to you than what somebody else thinks, what somebody else says. Doesn't matter. People that have time on their hands, they talk about other people. That's okay. But your job is to show up and do your thing, regardless. And it's so psychological because people play on it. You know, people try to make you feel bad or they try to play on your emotions. The thing is funny, right? And so here's the exercise, right? When you find out and you see people trying to play on your emotions or they're trying to, use these emotional tactics to get you to not do something, you should just call it out. Call it what it is. Like, look, you're not going to guilt me into not doing what I want to do. You're not gonna put me in handcuff me to some guilt. I'm doing this because that's what I want to do, right? Don't do that. You have to call it out because people will stop doing that. People are like, oh yeah, he gonna call you out on it. Like he's not, you know. And that's the key to life, man. Like you have to live your life the way you want to live it, and regardless what other people think, what other people say, you have to go down the path that you have to go down. Because this is a long road. And at some point, when you hit whatever targets you're trying to hit, or you accomplish whatever things you're trying to accomplish, those same people are going to come back to you. Or even if they don't say it directly to you, they're going to say it to somebody else. Wow. I can't believe that kid did that. I can't believe that person accomplished that. I thought it was impossible. Right? Man, they went to a whole new city, didn't even know anybody, and started a company, or they started a new career or whatever, right? I can't believe they did that and it worked. You know, as Kanye once famously said, you don't have the answers, Sway. Like, people don't have the answers for your life. They don't have the answers. So don't move for them. Move for what's convicted in you. Move for your purpose. That's what you move for. You don't move for other people. You move for your purpose, and your purpose is going to take you where you need to be. And when you know you need to do something, you know you want to do something, you can feel it in your gut, you have to go do it. You have to go see about it, and you have to go see it through, regardless of what people may think. And that's the key. That's the whole key. You know, this idea that what people think matters is so much is just ridiculous. It matters to a degree, and that's just it. Anything other than that, you do what you do. And that's how you win. I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc. I tell you guys this all the time. Losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, let's keep working.